Hello, my name's Jack.
And I'm Rich. And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English.
We recommend that you listen to this podcast on the Premier Skills English website, because that's where we have the transcript, language examples, activities, quizzes, and a discussion page to help you understand everything we talk about.
However, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can leave answers to our questions in the review section. We do read all the reviews and would love to hear from you.
In this week's podcast, we're going to be talking about the language you need when you want to rent a house.
That's right. If you move to the UK or another country where English is spoken to work or study, you're going to need a place to live.
And that often means looking at different houses or flats and deciding the one that is right for you. This usually means speaking to a landlord, the person who owns the flat, or an estate agent, someone whose job it is to rent and sell houses and flats.
So we're going to look at some of the language you might need when looking around a house or flat.
First, we'll have a role play for you. Jack will be the landlord and I'll be the possible tenant or renter.
And after this conversation, we'll look at some of the language we used in the role play.
We'll also have a task for you to do, which is when we ask you to use your English. This week, we're going to ask you about the type of place you would like to rent if you were moving to the UK to study or work.
And don't forget to listen to the end of the podcast, because we have another football phrase for you to guess. But before we look at all that, let's look at last week's football phrase. If you didn't hear it last week, we'll give you one more chance to guess and give you the correct answer at the end of the show when we give you a new football phrase.
The phrase was... In football, this word is used to describe a team that is unlikely to win because the team they're playing are stronger, better, or are in much better form. We often use the term when we're describing a team that are in a low position, playing a team who are in a high position.
Well done if you got the right answer last week. Although, if you were listening carefully, like I know a few of you were, you might have heard me slip the phrase out by accident. Anyway, well done to those of you who got it right, including Milos from Serbia, Nacharibe, Tavo Alejo and Daniel Aga from Colombia, Ahmed Adam from Sudan, Lubomir and Alex from Ukraine, Laker Wang from China and El Ghul from Algeria. All of you wrote the correct answer on the Premier Skills English website.
Do you think Daniel Aga from Colombia is the Daniel Aga who used to play for Liverpool?
I don't think so, Rich. People choose different usernames on websites. We'll tell you the answer to this football phrase and we'll have a new football phrase at the end of the show. As we said at the beginning of the show, in this week's podcast, we're going to talk about renting a flat or house. We're going to do a role play. Rich wants to rent somewhere and I'm the landlord. I own the flat.
Afterwards, we're going to look at some of the language we use. But the first thing we want you to do is to answer two questions while you listen.
The questions are, one, what are the positive and negative things about the flat? And two, does Rich decide to rent the flat?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hi. I'm Rich. I called on the phone earlier. I'm here about the flat. Are you Jack?
Ah, of course, yes. Yes, I'm Jack, the landlord of this wonderful place. You're looking for a room to rent?
That's right.
Let me take you around the place. Are you a student?
Yeah, I'm studying mechanical engineering. I've just started.
First time in the UK?
To live, yes. I visited a few years ago, but only saw London.
I see. Well, you'll get to see the real UK round here. No Big Ben, I'm afraid.
What's the area like?
It's a pretty down-to-earth place. Lots of students live around here. It's close to the university. I think you'll only have a 10-minute walk to lectures.
That's good.
Shall we have a look around then?
That'd be great.
There'll be four of you in all. Two of the other tenants have been here for a year already. They're students too.
Cool. Where are they from?
Ahmed Adam, he's from Sudan. Really nice bloke. And Milos from Serbia, I think. He's studying sport science or something like that.
And the other flatmate?
Raphael from Brazil. He's just moved in last week. First time in the UK. Talks loads. He'll probably want to practice his English with you.
I can deal with that. This is the living room then?
Yep. Big TV. 60 inches that. You've got super fast internet too.
Cool TV. And the internet will be really useful. Do I have to pay for that?
No, it's included in the rent. You just have to pay for the electricity and water.
I read something about council tax. Do I have to pay that?
No, full-time students don't have to pay. Don't worry. This is your room here. Double bed, fitted wardrobes, desk to work at over here.
There isn't much light.
Hold on a second. Sometimes this windows get a bit stuck. There you go. A bit cloudy today.
And a bit noisy.
Yeah, it's the main road. Best to keep it shut most of the time.
The bathroom?
No ensuite, it's not the Hilton. The bathroom's down the hall. Here it is. Bath, shower, toilet. Let's go downstairs and I'll show you the kitchen.
Oh, it's quite big. Oven, fridge, freezer, microwave.
I'm getting a dishwasher fitted in a month or so.
Yeah, the washing up hasn't been done for a while.
Four lads living together. You need to take it in turns.
So, how much is the rent?
The room is £300 per month, and you have to pay a deposit of a month's rent in advance to cover any breakages.
And when can I move in?
You can sign the contract now if you like. It's for 12 months. Once you sign the contract and pay the deposit and first month's rent, I can give you the keys and you can move your stuff in. What do you think?
Well, let me think. I've got a couple of other places to look at, but...
Before we take a look at the language we used in the roleplay, let's give you the answers to those two questions we asked you.
The first question was, what were the positive and negative things about the flat?
Well, you seem to like the big telly and fast internet.
Yes, I did. And I also like the fact that the place is close to the university and the big kitchen. And my flatmates sounded nice.
But you didn't like that it was messy and you have to share a bathroom.
No, and there wasn't much light in my room and it was a bit noisy.
So, will you move in? That was the second question. In the role play, you were not sure.
I'm not sure. There were good things and bad things about the flat. Maybe we should ask our listeners. Tell me if you think it sounds like a good deal in the comment section at the bottom of the page. Right, let's look at some of the language we used in the role play.
The main language focus is on the words and phrases that are important when looking around a flat you want to rent. We'll look at these first.
Then, we'll look at some of the words you need to describe a flat and some of the things you need in a flat when you rent one.
So, when you knock on the door of the flat, the first thing you do is say why you're there.
In the role play, I said, I'm here about the flat. This is a useful phrase that you might hear or use a lot. I'm here about something.
Yes, especially if you've called about a problem. Other examples you might hear could include, I'm here about the window, I'm here about the fridge, or I'm here about your internet connection, if you have problems with these things.
You might use this phrase on the telephone too. Then you would say, I'm calling about the flat.
The next word we often use when house hunting is place. In the role play, I said, let me take you around the place. Here, place means the flat or house.
We often use this when we invite people to our house. We say things like, why don't you come round to my place for dinner?
We can also use place to mean area. When I said it's a pretty down-to-earth place, I was describing the area of the city where the house is, not the house itself.
Down-to-earth. That's a good phrase.
When we describe someone as down-to-earth, we mean they are genuine and not interested in superficial things. When we describe an area as down-to-earth, we're usually saying an area is quite poor, but people are friendly and honest.
Another important phrase is to have a look around. Another important phrase is to have a look around or to have a look round. In the role play, Jack said, shall we have a look round then?
Look round is a phrasal verb which means to visit a place and look at the things in it. So we often use it when looking for a flat.
We could say, I looked around 6 flats today, but I didn't like any of them.
We can also use this phrase when we visit new cities or museums. You could say, I didn't have much time in Cambridge, but I had a good look round the university area. Or, I had a good look round the Natural History Museum, but I'll have to go back because there are loads more things to see.
Let's get back to looking around the flat. In the role play, we spoke about flatmates and tenants. Flatmates are the people you share a flat or house with, and it's quite an informal word.
Tenant is more formal. When you pay rent to someone for a flat or a room in a flat, you are the tenant. Tenants pay rent to the landlord. In the role play, I was the landlord and Rich was the possible tenant.
And the money you pay is the rent. Rent is a verb and a noun. You usually pay the rent every month.
You usually have to sign a contract or tenancy agreement. This is the paper you sign to say how much you'll pay and for how long.
You usually also have to pay a deposit. A deposit is an amount of money you need to pay at the beginning to cover anything you might break. This is returned to you if there are no damages at the end of the contract.
And you'll usually have to pay a month's rent in advance or up front before you move in.
Move in. That's our final useful phrase. It's a phrasal verb that means to start living in your new home.
In the role play, I said, once you sign the contract, I can give you the keys and you can move your stuff in.
Stuff?
Your things.
Yes, of course. Right, we've got lots more vocabulary connected to finding a flat on the Premier Skills English website. Find this lesson on the homepage or in the skills section and you will find lots of activities, the transcript and a quiz to test your understanding.
And that's where you can write your answers to this week's task too. This week's task is to tell us about the type of flat or house you'd like to rent if you went to work or study in the UK.
We want you to describe the property and the location in as much detail as you can. Here are a few ideas to help you with your answers.
1. What type of property would it be? A house or a flat?
2. What about location? Where would it be? In the city or in the countryside? In London, Scotland, or another city in the UK?
3. Would you want your own place or would you prefer to share? What kind of flatmates would you like? People who you could socialise with? Or people who would help with the housework and leave you alone?
4. Amenities. Would you live in a place that you need a car? Would you be okay using public transport? What do you need to have near your property? Shops? A park? A university? A football club?
5. Inside the place, do you need fast internet and a big TV? Is the amount of space and light important? Do you want a garden, a big kitchen, modern or traditional furniture.
Okay, so that's your task this week. Write your answers in the comment section at the bottom of the page on the Premier Skills English website or in the review section on Apple Podcasts.
The final section this week is our football phrase.
The football phrase is... I think the phrase was originally used in boxing when a boxer hits his opponent who can't get up. In football, it means to beat another team in a cup competition, which results in the other team's elimination. Manchester United, PSG in this season's Champions League.
Let's see who can get it right. If you know the answer, write it in the comments section at the bottom of the page. We will announce your name in next week's podcast if you get it right.
We also need to give you the answer to the football phrase we set at the beginning of the show. The answer, as many of you know already, was underdog.
Right, that's all we have time for this week. Bye for now and enjoy your football.